It is time for our forecast. Let's bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Hey, good morning, Marshall. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Some pretty bad storms yesterday moved across portions of Vermont, New Hampshire, and into Massachusetts.
Yeah, we didn't get any of them, though.
I know. Up there, a lot of power outages and trees down. So we were very fortunate. But the front that caused that is moving across the region now, and that is going to provide us with a much nicer day. Partly to mostly sunny, a drying breeze, the humidity comes down. We're in the mid-80s. Good sleeping weather tonight, mid-50s. Sun and clouds, 80 for Wednesday. And then Thursday morning at 6:07, summer officially arrives, leaving us partly sunny, 80 to 85. And Friday, partly to mostly sunny, with highs again between 80 and 85 degrees. So it should be a very, very quiet rest of the week.
All right, so a quiet rest of the week. Well, we could use that. So I saw the picture you sent.
Yes.
Now, explain what that picture is. I'm going to try to post it up on our webpage where the weather is.
That was taken at the cocktail hour of our dinner dance Saturday night while Pat was running around like a chicken without a head. Of course, they pulled me over because they need to get a picture, and they were doing that all over the place. I don't know how many pictures I'm in, but that was one of them that at least I got, and they sent it to me. And let's see, I don't have the picture in front of me, but a couple of the people, Elena is the cigarette girl. She's in our movie. David is next to her. He is basically helping with our lighting and sound. He was a lighting pro from Broadway, from the Broadway era. Then there's our director, Gary, and then there's me. The shorter girl is Helen. She's in our movie. She also helps a lot with all of our props. And I think behind her was Rich, who's in some of our movies. Rob, short Rob with the little red and white a suit or whatever he had. He's in all of our movies. Normally plays drag. And I think there was another person, it may have been Nancy, our treasurer. She's in the movie. I mean, in the picture. So that was one of the pictures. They dressed really, really nice. The weather was great. We had problems with the DJ. He claimed that much of the 20s music, he was getting off Wi-Fi, and he couldn't get Wi-Fi in the ballroom. Why can't you? I don't know. Look. You know, it's going around and around and around. So I got my phone. Said, who do you use? Said, I use Sprint. I said, well, that's good enough reason. I said, here's Verizon. See if you can get it. And of course, he was able to get it. But the unfortunate thing is he only played one selection that I asked him to play. And that was at the start of the dinner dance as people came in. He played the Roaring Twenties from the TV show with Dorothy Provine.
Yeah.
And that was it. The rest of the dance, he played various music. He was doing a lot of requests, which is fine, but he only played one slow song for some of the older people to dance, and I wasn't pleased at all. Also, I thought his sound system was not adequate enough. The speakers were on the floor. They should have been up higher, so I wasn't too happy about that. So, and needless to say, the DJ, in my opinion, is a very important part of any event. And even though everyone said it was fine, I don't think so. I just label it as fair, so we're gonna change that. Next year, service, food, all of that, door prizes, costume prizes, all of that went over very well. So now, it's a nice, successful dance. You know Pat always has a story, Marshall.
Yes, well, how much did the DJ charge?
Not much, Marshall. He charged $400.
Well, that's still a lot of money.
That's a four-hour gig, not five, four. At the cocktail hour, there was no music played there. So, yeah, I thought it was kind of inexpensive, but I mean, compared to what some of the other DJs have charged us in the past. But you know, sometimes you get what you pay for. But okay, so pack up the car, you know, take down all the decorations, get back to the cabin. It's 1:30 in the morning. And Shirley was sleeping the whole time while we were away. So now she's wide awake and she wants to play. My friend Helen is with me. Gary, the director, is with me. And Rob comes over. And they're sitting around the kitchen table all chatting about the dance. I was sitting in the living room with my feet up because I thought they were going to fall off. And I see our director making a very funny face. Like, oh my God. I'm saying, what's going on? And I look in the direction that he looks in. Two mice, one after the other, along the eave above the refrigerator and going toward the sink. I don't have to tell you, Marshall, not happy. As quick as saw them, they disappeared. But the fact is it's 1:30 at night. The lights are on. There's four of us talking and carrying on. And, of course, I'm throwing Shirley's toy back and forth into the kitchen. A big, huge, heavy, round ball. Now, was the noise of the ball, did it scare them wherever they were and they were trying to get out? I don't know. We didn't find a trace of a mouse in the entire cabin as far as anything else. So I slept not good. I finally fell asleep about 2:30 in the morning. I was up at 6:30. I did not sleep 4 hours, folks. I was up every hour. I left the light on. That's how uneasy I was. Went to church, came back, had to do stuff outside, but I called my contractor from this house was over across the lake. And I called him over, he came over, and I said, Neil, you're going to be up here this week? He goes, yeah, I have work up here. I said, would you do some work for me? He goes, yeah, what? I just want you to go through this cabin under the cabin and all the eaves and everything and clog up every single hole that you could possibly find. I said, and whatever I owe you, I owe you. So he's working on it. But people tell me, Marshall, and you're probably going to agree with it, that you could try clogging up all the holes you want, but somehow they'll still get in because you're in the country, you're in the woods, blah, 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 blah. So not happy.
They will get in. If they want to get in, they'll get in.
Right.
Especially if the weather's bad. Well, they probably smelled food then.
Someone told me to just get cat litter and keep that around.
I don't know.
You don't know about that.
I don't know. Cat litter is a pain. What are you going to get? Put it in a pan?
I guess so.
You're not going to spread it around because then you have to clean it up.
Right.
You know, you can do everything you want. And the best thing to do is to plug up all the holes. You make it harder for them to get in.
To get in, right.
That's all.
So that's what he's doing. What's up with your voice, Marshall? Were you shouting over the weekend?
No, I came down with a bad cold. I came down with a bad cold. And son of a gun, there it is. I mean, there it is. It's just, I mean, and today is the worst day. I thought yesterday was the worst day. I was going to get better, but today is absolutely horrible.
Do you feel okay?
I feel all right. I mean, I'm not at the top of my game, no. But but you know, the show must go on.
Yeah, tell me about it. Yeah, I feel like you do. I'm just worn out. That's all. Worn out, and you know, you get stressed out, especially me, who is just totally skied those critters. You know that.
Yeah.
I would sooner have a snake in my cabin than a mouse. Truthfully. By the way, I saw a snake go under the cabin Sunday.
Well, that's good because a snake will eat the mice.
That's what I said. So I said, I'm hoping that he stays there or she stays there, whatever they are. But anyhow, no one else had any reports of it. No, so we shall see what happens. I'll keep you posted.
All right, Pat. Well, I hope our good weather continues.
Well, it should all week long. So settle back and relax, enjoy it, and feel better.
Thanks, Pat. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All Bye, Marshall.
I'm Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.